Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there lived a cheese nan. The cheese nan had been a cheese nan all its life, which makes sense if you think about it, because being a cheese nan is hardly a part-time job. And this particular cheese nan, all its life, had dreamed that one day it might get eaten by a very nice person. So, the cheese nan went out for an adventure into the world to find a nice person. And as it walked along, it came across a very nice mummy. And it said to the mummy, "Hello there, mummy. I'm a cheese nan. Would you like to eat me?" And the mummy said, "Oh, I'm eating this warm chocolate chip cookie right now. Nom, nom, nom. It's very good, and I'm very full, so I'm afraid I don't have room for you, cheese nan, but thank you for your kind offer." The cheese nan was disappointed, but it didn't give up, because it knew out there somewhere was the perfect person to eat it all up. So it kept going on its adventure in the world, and it came across a daddy. And it said to the daddy, "Hello there, I'm a cheese nan. Would you like to eat me?" And the daddy said, "Oh, hello there, cheese nan. Actually, I just ate a great big stack of coconut nan. I really like nan. I especially like coconut nan. And you look like a very nice cheese nan, but I'm all full. I have no room for you, and I don't want to overeat, so I'm afraid I have to pass on your gracious offer. Good luck, though." Well, the cheese nan was getting a tiny bit frustrated, but it didn't give up, because it knew that out there somewhere was the perfect person to eat it all up. So it kept going on its adventure in the world, and it came across a very nice boy. This boy was very active. He was very busy. He looked very hungry. The cheese nan was feeling hopeful. So it went up to the boy and it introduced itself. "Hello there, little boy. I'm a cheese nan. I'm nice and warm. I'm very cheesy. I'm very tasty. Would you like to eat me, please?" The little boy looked at it. It was definitely a delicious-looking nan. The little boy thought about it, and he said, "Oh, you look really delicious, cheese nan, but I am eating a Nutella pizza right now, and it's the best thing I've ever eaten, and there's so much of it, and I'm so full, and it's so good, and you look really good, too, but even little boys can only eat so much food at once, so I'm afraid I'm not the eater for you. I wish you luck in finding a better person to eat you than me. Good luck out there, cheese nan." Well, the cheese nan thanked the boy, because the cheese nan was well raised and very polite. That's three strikeouts. The poor little cheese nan was cooling off a little bit, not too much, but just a little, losing a little bit of enthusiasm, very worried about who might eat it in the world. And it heard a rumbling. It heard a stomach rumbling, and it followed the noise, and it came across a very nice little girl who was sitting in the sun. She was smiling. She wasn't holding a chocolate chip cookie or a Nutella pizza or a coconut naan. And the little girl had bright eyes, the kind of bright eyes that only very smart little girls have. And the little girl had a big smile, the kind of smile that the nicest little girls have, the girls who have families that love them. Well, our cheese nan took a liking to this little girl right away, and its little cheese nan heart went pitter-pat. It started to feel hopeful that it found the right person to eat it. So it charged right up to the little girl and said, "Hello there, little girl. I'm a cheese nan. It's nice to meet you. Would you by any chance like to eat me? And the little girl said, well, my mummy is eating warm chocolate chip cookies, and they smell really good. And my daddy just ate so much coconut naan. He's very big. He can eat a lot, you know. And they smell very good, too. And my big brother is eating a Nutella pizza. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds delicious. And it smells really good. Oh, the cheese naan was starting to feel disappointed. Maybe it would never find anybody who wanted to eat it. And then the little girl smiled her biggest, brightest smile and said, cheese naan, you're my favorite snack of all. I would love to eat you up. The cheese naan said, really? Would you really? I'd like to be a good snack for a good girl. And the little girl said, yes, I would be so happy to eat you. So the cheese naan marched right up, and the little girl picked it up, gave it a little kiss on the head, and then ate the cheese naan right up. Nom, nom, nom. And the cheese naan was so happy that its heart went pitter-pat, pitter-pat, and warmed it through and through. So it was the nicest, warmest, cheesiest cheese naan in the whole world. Well, this family was full of very nice foods. So the next logical thing was they all laid down and had a very nice nap, and they all had very good dreams about all their favorite foods. And I hope that when you go to sleep, you have good dreams about all your favorite foods too.